Blackstone Audio presents Voluntary Madness, My Year Lost and Found in the Loony Bin by Nora Vincent. Curriculum. In November 2004, just as I was finishing the research for my book Self-Made Man, I checked myself into a locked psychiatric ward in the hospital. I never finished that research. Instead, it was cut short by a depressive breakdown that scared me enough to convince me that it would be better both for me and for those around me if I didn't go on walking the streets looking for someone to hurt me. It may sound unduly dramatic to suggest that writing a book would drive a person into the bin, though I'm sure there are at least a few 100,000 PhD candidates and other wee-hour scribblers out there who would beg to differ on this score. But in my case, it was quite literally true. I lost it, in medias research, so to speak, and for good reason. The research for Self-Made Man had been unorthodox, to say the least, since it had entailed disguising myself and then living, dating, working, and recreating as a man. I became a man, at least as far as the people around me knew, but I remained a woman, and that psycho-emotional contradiction in terms pulled me apart at the seams, slowly and insidiously, for 18 months, leaving me limp and in tatters, sitting semi-catatonic in my pajamas outside a nurse's station in the hospital, torporously signing away my freedom and giving my consent to be forcibly restrained, if necessary. Real lives and lived experience are the laboratory of the immersion journalist, and the journalist herself is the guinea pig. Consequently, a lot can change between the proposal and the finished book, and always does. That is the whole